With Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, welcome to Rockin' Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 13th and 14th. Whoa, man, where's winter going? Oh, we got some weather coming in this week as well. Polar vortex, man. It is going to be chilly willy, possibly some snow. Whoa. Hey, Tuesday kicks off the light goose conservation order. The hunting season for that is going to run through, I think, early April. Here's a dealio. Unplugged shotguns, no more than 7 shells. Electronic calls allowed, no bag limit. I'll tell you, man, unless you have about 200 or 300 decoys, you really should think about hiring the services of a guide. Loads of birds in there by Woodstown, loads and loads. Yeah, but what's that, Cowtown, that whole area through there, we're in Delaware Bay. Also, some big flocks, I should say pretty damn big flocks up there in Warren County. Off of a Merrill Creek Reservoir there in Montana, New Jersey. Yeah, a little town called Montana, New Jersey. However, public land around here is, except for the Musconetcong Wildlife Management area, that is about it. And forget knocking on doors to hunt up there. You just assume, well, never mind that. Hey, there will be a virtual turkey hunting workshop for women. It's going to run April 11th through 25th. Division of Fish and Wildlife and the National Wild Turkey Federation of Women of the Outdoors is going to be doing this. Go to njfishandwildlife.com for more information. And that's going to be a $50 fee. But I tell you, there's we're going to get into that in the next segment. The snow coming, how it's impacting wildlife. But we're looking like another good spring turkey season coming up. Pretty good reproductive success. Again, go to njfishandwildlife.com. More information on that. It's going to be held April 11th, 18th, and 25th. Again, virtual and $50 fee. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Coming up, to feed or not to feed the deer. What about minerals? Joining us will be Louis Mazzio, president and owner of Yo Buck Deer Minerals and Attractants. His take on this, help the deer out or let nature take its course. We shall see. Also, a little later on in the program, good, longtime friend, Nicky Honoshevsky. You all know him, writes for about 1,000 magazines, had a YouTube show. Now he is on broadcast TV, on terrestrial TV. Nick Honoshevsky, Saltwater Underground. Check it out. We're going to talk about what it takes to make it there. This young man's travels. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hang on. A lot of fun. A lot of information coming up. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Blaze from Circle Hyundai, home of the $5,000 off any new Hyundai in stock.
That's right, $5,000 off the 2021 Hyundai Palisade Limited all-wheel drive.
Wow, even $5,000 off the 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe SE 2.4 all-wheel drive.
Cinco mil off the 2021 Hyundai Elantra SE and $5,000 off all 2020 Hyundai Elantras in stock.
Even $5,000 off the redesigned 2021 Hyundai Sonata Limited.
All Circle Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and Hyundai Assurance. And you get $5,000 off on any new Hyundai in stock.
Remember, that's $5,000 off any new Hyundai in stock at the home of the $5,000 off only at Circle Hyundai.
Shop online at CircleHyundai.com or visit us here in Shrewsbury. Be a part of the Circle family. We're making our mark and giving you $5,000 off on any new Hyundai.
Don't forget about the gong.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, listen, here's my gig. I love winter to a degree. Snow, I'm not a fan of. Snow is, and it's nice to look at, sort of sucks to drive, and even with four-wheel drive. But the amount, I mean, it makes the woods and fields look pretty. I get that. There's so much of my Ansel Adams end on this. It is devastating to wildlife, especially the depths that they're getting, central to North Jersey. We're lucky here in the southern tier counties, though I believe this Tuesday we're looking at possibly 6 to 10 inches, maybe predicated on where you are and where this band that's coming in. And we got the Arctic vortex coming down. You're going to get some ice storms here, which covers the plants. Songbirds, any quail that they're trying to reestablish, they're screwed. But again, the deer especially, these are some hard times. And Tom P., it's mostly North Jersey. I realize that, but I run into a lot of hunters from South Jersey that also hunt in North Jersey and vice versa. This is a statewide thing now. Do you, if you've been baiting, okay, tone it down. Season, we have one more week left in certain DMZs. I think winter bow ends next Saturday, half hour after sunset. Special permit. But, I mean, no, that's the extended winter bow in those areas. Excuse me. But do you keep feeding the deer, not baiting, feeding, to help them get through the hard times? Is it feed or what's more important, feed or minerals? This is critical time now, especially with the Savannah's coyotes. The deer are going to take a beating, man, especially if you get to freeze where the coyotes can run on top. Deer can't. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. Hey, man, you talk about thinning the herd. But important, especially here in the South, keeping those minerals up, keeping the deer healthy. One, it'll help, you know, grow antlers naturally for the antler buffs. But two, it'll help does as well. They're the piston in the engine, man. They produce. They drop the fawns. So feeding, question I want to answer, I want to ask our upcoming guest who's waiting patiently on the line. And also minerals. Critical, not just salt blocks, minerals. Keep these deer healthy as possible during this February, March, I'd say probably through mid-April crunch time before the vegetation's up, the browse lines are up again, and they're able to get back to their standard nutrition. Joining us on the line is Louis Mazzio. He is the owner, founder, president, El Comidon of Yobuck Premium Deer Mineral and Attractant, 7 years strong business and growing. Lou is what I'd call a whitetail deer expert. Man has done his homework. Company's going bonkers. Great products. Important now in the winter, lending them a hand, just lending the deer a helping hand. Okay, not overfeeding them, none of that. Lending the deer a helping hand nutritionally to get them through the critical period. Louis Mazzio, Quesadich, how you doing, brother?
Good, brother. How are you?
Lou, as I said off the air before, man, I'm stressing. I took a ride up through the north just at one of my old neighborhoods, areas, I should say, properties. Lou, 32 inches. And that's not counting the drifts. I mean, this is the fall, Lou, through the, I mean, am I back up at Aroostook County in northern Maine? Like, holy smokes. Lou, and the question arises, especially now, we're going to get snow down here, feeding the deer, putting out mineral blocks, mineral licks, whatever. Got to do something to help them a little bit get through this critical period, no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree with that. You probably have some people that don't agree with that, but I definitely agree with it.
And I don't mean the feed. You see, this drives me bats, people. You see the guys go out and some rough and tumble pining women with a 50-pound bag or sometimes two 50-pound bags, and they'll dump a big pile of corn. Boom, right there. Now, that sends up red flags, especially with the threat of CWD, chronic wasting disease, that some say it's here, some say it's not. It's still, you know, east of the Jersey border, or west of the Jersey border, I should say, excuse me. But, Lou, supplemental maybe, helping them out. One, if they've been eating corn, I guess, baiting with corn, since the fall, okay. Otherwise, to start it now, you got the problem with acidosis. They can't digest the corn. But there are pellet feeds out there with oats, whatever, and the proteins, the fats. But I think, Lou, my opinion, supplemental feeding, a little bit here, a little bit there, consistently but not a lot, can go a long way in at least bolstering some nutrition in this hard time. And browse is at an extreme minimum. These 2 months are critical.
Absolutely. A great product that I use, and you could get it a lot of, bigger name retailers and a lot of smaller feed stores, is an alfalfa pellet.
There you go.
Which is fantastic because it's green. It has great aroma. It's going to bring them to them. And like you said about the corn or anything else that's a really high in carbohydrates, not that the carbohydrates will be bad for them now. It's actually corn. There's an argument over how much corn you should put out. But the alfalfa pellet is, it's a green leafy feed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's protein in it, there's carbs in it, and they will feed on it, and it's not going to hurt them.
Lou, when I was living up in northern Maine, it was Aroostook County, listeners. That's, look at the bags, man. I'm still, to this day, still a Maine potato guy. And you see Long Island, they see, Oregon potato, whatever. No, man. Maine, as they say up there, Lou, up county, as they call it, potatoes, they rotated the crops with potatoes, oats, and then alfalfa. So in the hard times in the winter, Maine's Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, I guess one of their guidelines was alfalfa in the pellet form or whatever. It does help them, and with the oats, does help them. Because up there, Lou, it's not like 30 inches at a pop is normal. I mean, I saw some of these deer yards from a helicopter. Lou, whoa. I mean, you're looking at 50, 60 inches of snow in the woods. It's crazy, and they can only reach so much browse.
I've talked to guys up in Michigan, and their winter kill every year is huge of the deer population, just because, especially in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, from the amount of snow that they get every year. So, I mean, you know, Michigan and Illinois, they have a feeding thing where they're not allowed to really do it. So it just happens. I mean, they just get winter kill because there's just not enough food.
Sure.
But you go to their neighbors a little bit further south in Ohio, right? You're dealing with deer kind of like, you know, big deer, stuff like that in Ohio. And I know a lot of people, and they supplemental feed, and you don't see the CWD. You don't see any of these other diseases. I mean, every once in a while you might see it. So, and they're very successful with it, and they have a lot less winter kill, and they have really high quality deer because they do it.
You know, Louis, I believe, you know, again, too, on one hand, survival of the fittest. On the other hand, seeing, again, listen, I believe this is going to be the first time in years that we're going to see a very likely a winter kill up in Jersey, North Jersey, especially, not just from, you know, the snow itself, but interrelated with the snow because of the coyote predation. Because, Lou, I'm telling you, you see these things run on top when the ice gets really crusted? I've seen it. You see some of these kills there. But, Lou, let's get to the important aspect of nutrition right now, this time of year, minerals, keeping those deer healthy in that regard. Yo Buck's been doing this for 7 years, very successful. I mean, the calcium, the phosphorus, all that's involved with this, and not only for the bucks antler-wise, but for the does as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking at the two ways, right? So now they're stressed because after a long hunt season and being pressured, the bucks, after going through the rut and running themselves over and over and over every day, looking and chasing after does. Mm-hmm. So all these deer are all stressed, right? So we want to try to get the vitamins and the minerals back into their system to help get them where they need to be for late spring, early summer, when they start antler development again, right? Because everything is tied into one another. It's their bodies. And if they have deficiencies, those deficiencies eventually affect antler growth for bucks. And then we have to remember our does have all been bred. So those fawns inside them, we want those fawns to be as healthy as they can be at birth, because healthy fawns equal healthy adult deer, and, you know, bucks and does, and that's how we keep a healthy herd. So we recommend, and it's our, we do this, it's all year round. You don't add more in the winter or less in the summer or anything like that.
Okay.
We start off with 5 pounds at our mineral site. Excuse me. And then we add 2.5 pounds every month. And this is basically like taking a multivitamin every day. So people say, well, why don't you sell it in 50-pound bags or bigger bags? And because they don't need it. When you wake up every morning, like you, and you take your multivitamin, you take one. You don't take the whole bottle. So all, that's what the mineral is there to do. We're there to, it's one piece of the puzzle, right? Mm-hmm. So your earlier things we discussed with supplemental feeding, you have to make sure that they have a good solid food source, they have water, and then the mineral, these are all pieces of the puzzle to create a healthy deer herd.
Lou, a lot of the supplements that I see, not a lot, but the few that I've looked at the packaging, the blocks especially, or whatever, seems that salt's, what, 75, 80, sometimes even more percent of that. And I looked at yours, and I mean, you have a full calcium, phosphorus, so potassium, sulfur, fluoride. I mean, you guys really did your homework before you put this stuff out. And Lou, from people I spoke with that use the Yo Buck, you kick ass, man.
Well, a lot of people, there's two big major companies that people really like to use. These are huge companies. And if you actually read the packaging, it's salt, right? And everybody knows now that you could throw down salt and deer come to it and they eat it. And you're going to get a lot of pictures on your camera, which if that's what people just want to do is just get pictures, that's fine.
Right.
But it doesn't really do anything for the deer. Right. So the idea behind my product is that we're going to get those same amount of pictures for you. But more importantly, we're actually going to have a healthier deer that results in bigger body, more meat, and bigger antlers for the guys who like big antlers like me. Right. Now, I'm going to, you know, in full disclosure, because I'm not one of those guys that say if the deer eat my product, your spike from this year is going to be a 180-inch booner because that's not how it works.
Hey, Louie, right? How you call that one, man? I heard that before.
Yeah, well, a lot of the major companies, they're going to tell you if you put this product down, this is what the magical thing is going to happen, and you know, so you're going to have a monster next year. That's not how any of that works. Big antlers come from diet. It comes from age. It comes from water. It comes from mineral. And genetics.
Genetics, right.
These all things all go together. You know what I mean? So you either manage your deer correctly or you don't manage your deer correctly. But the only way you get big deer is if you manage your deer correctly.
Lou, a preemptive move on Yo Buck mineral part is that you have CWD guard. Listeners, chronic wasting disease guard. Again, some maintain that it's here. Others maintain no. Still west of the border, out by Lancaster, PA, as far as it's moved. Lou, putting the CWD guard in there, was that a marketing plan, or did you see this eventually that CWD will be here?
It's not a marketing thing. So there's research out there that humic acid that we add to Yo Buck is actually kills the prion in the soil, right? It degrades the prion. Right, because that's what CWD is right. A prion that gets into the deer's brain, and that's what causes the ill effects of the deer, makes the deer get sick. So we're not claiming that this is a medication for the deer,
right?
Because there's no studies to prove that. But there are studies to prove that in soil, if you add humic acid, it reduces the amount or completely removes it from the soil, right? So to be a responsible business owner that's telling you to buy my product and put it in the ground for the deer to eat, it only seemed like common sense that we should put this in our product because our whole point is to make better deer, not kill your deer.
Lou, so you're saying now with the program, keep it started, it should have started already, but now through – okay, just monthly, just go to your site. How many sites, Lou, and say you have a 40-acre property, 100-acre property, how many actual Yo Buck mineral sites do you recommend?
We recommend one every 30 acres.
Okay.
So if you have a 40-acre property, one is going to do fine. Now, you may have two guys bow hunting, three guys hunting at 40 acres, and everybody's going to have a different bait pile or, you know, they're going to, it's the way they have it set up.
Sure.
So you can do more than that, but from a management aspect, one every 30 acres is adequate.
Look, one thing on the baiting to get back to the corn, and you mentioned, I know you hunt Ohio frequently, and you have a huge customer base out there. But again, the Ohio's, the Iowa's, the southern Minnesota's, Nebraska's, where corn is, I mean, still there. I mean, that's their diet a lot of the time, straight through to fall into the winter. Listen, that's where you're not going to get the cases of acidosis, where they're basically their stomach blows up when it's full because they can't digest it. But here, Lou, now, for example, up in portions of Warren and Sussex County, we're heading out Route 80. We're getting at 78. We're heading up north 206 over to Milford-Montague Bridge. I saw lots of farms, Louie, December into January with the corn still up. So in that regard, if you some of the homes are in, I guess, your supplemental feeding with corn, I mean, those deer are used to that. But now, what's it, 99% woody browse? I mean, corn is not the deal.
No, I mean, in Ohio, they just feed with corn all year round.
Yeah, because that's what they're using. Yeah.
There are guys using pellets and stuff like that. I can't say it's everyone that's doing that. But the vast majority of them are still running corn, either on ground or in gravity feeders. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I see it. And people send me pictures of it. And I don't see deer dying off from acidosis. But like you said, they're eating corn all year round.
Right.
So you really
don't
put them in that situation. So it's, I think it's region by region. I think it's what the vast majority of people are doing all year round. I mean, if it's hard to say with standing corn around, I have noticed that deer, they don't like standing corn. They like it when it gets knocked down.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure in standing corn, they're going to go into the standing corn, but it's just, I don't think it's really just that easy to be an answer. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's regional, local,
sure,
what everybody's doing. I mean, if it's me personally, locally around where I am in Hamilton, you know, we do have a little bit of corn here and there, but I'm going to use with the alfalfa pellets and even the cubes at times.
Especially in the winter, all want to help the deer. And I'm keeping up the bait sites like you have them that intense, but want to feed the deer just use some common sense. Don't overfeed them. Don't pile it up. Broadcast. What's the new term? Broadcast. When did that take? Take the place of the word spread? Yeah, spread it around.
We came up with a little technique, and I'll share it with people if they want to try it. So instead of putting a 1,000-pound corn pile out, or two bins of sweet potatoes on top of a pile, a couple of me and my buddies, we found some success in doing these what we call the mini bait pile. And we let that mini bait pile go for a week until it's gone, less than a week. And if we didn't kill a deer from where at that location, we'll actually take that bait pile and we'll move it 10 or 15 yards in either direction. And you'd be surprised how it keeps these deer on their feet during the day trying to find where we put the bait the next time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My buddy told me about it. I thought he was nuts, and then I tried it. And then, my son killed a 10, and I killed a 9 this year by doing that little tactic. We did that 4 days in between one another out of the same tree stand.
Louis, listen, thanks for joining us at Rackfin. By the way, the Yobuck apple was a grand slam there, Gumbad.
Thank you. Holy God. Yeah, that's...
Now, Lou,
I also see more flavors coming.
Yeah, besides the mineral stuff, you have the synthetic doe estrus and the acorn cover scent. The acorn cover scent's been a monster. Do you see, in your opinion, things are up, Fish and Game Council just met, whatever, but eventually, unless it hasn't happened already that I missed it, but the outlawing of all natural deer, urine lures. Do you see that on the horizon? I think it's just a matter of time.
But you see things come from the west and they migrate east. When it comes to deer hunting, the CWD and all that stuff, it was from the West, and it's
right. The
studies and everything else. And now that there's money available for those studies, it's slowly moving to the East Coast. So when you see states like Missouri and Illinois ban natural deer urines as scents, and then it slowly starts to migrate our way, and that's just
I believe Virginia or maybe New Hampshire, somewhere in the east, they banned it already. Louis, do me a favor, give that website a Facebook page, phone number, please go.
www.yobuck.com. Facebook page is Yobuck Deer Minerals and Attractants. You can find my phone number on both of those pages, and I answer the phone pretty much all the time.
Louis, take care, brother. Have a great late winter. Hope to see you in the spring, buddy, unless I can get you out there ice fishing. Hamilton Lake.
No,
whoa. Come on, man. Hamilton Lake. Whoa. Great yellow perch there, brother.
There are great yellow perch in there for sure.
Louis, you take care, my best of the family. See ya.
All right, buddy. You too. Thank you.
Louis Mazzio. Yo, Buck. Hey, man, up against a break. Coming up. Hey, man, hot fishing show. Nikki Honoszewski, Jersey boy, makes good. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Stop the countdown. It's not a new year we're celebrating. It's an all-new Matt Blatt Nissan. Yes, you heard right. Matt Blatt Nissan is now open on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township, next to Home Depot, and online at mattblattnissan.com. Help us celebrate when you get out of that old car, truck, or SUV and into a brand new Nissan with the Matt Blatt Nissan Fast Track Checkout, available online at mattblattnissan.com. Our non-touch delivery and electronic paperwork ensures your safety comes first. Plus, Matt Blatt Nissan wants your trade. Bring it in today and help us celebrate the all-new Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. Or visit us online. We want to help with your credit approval. And don't forget, with Matt Blatt, you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy. Celebrate the all-new Matt Blatt Nissan online at mattblattnissan.com. Credit may affect terms. Negative equity will be refinanced if a new vehicle. Get all the details at mattblattnissan.com. It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike in Harbor Township.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt Blatt Nissan.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Check it out, man. We have, what, 15 days. 15 days until the first portion of the TOG season draws to a close. It's four fish at 15 inches. Last week, we had Captain Shayner Brown, or the Commodore, as I call him, with some TOG tips. Not many fish at it. It's a long ride, but these are quality fish. And guess what happens the very next day on a Monday? How f***ing cool is that? The opening of the Back Bay and Tidal River Striper season. And man, the white, okay, we had a little bit of this weather here. It's going to, we have a, what looks like a polar vortex coming up this week, but that white perch bite has been nothing short of fantastic. Hey man, anyone check out Captain Dave the Rave Shoal, Nikki Honoshevsky's Saltwater Underground TV show on the Sportsman Channel? What a kick-ass fun time that was. Dave said, I don't know what it is with Nick. We just started to catch fish. The camera didn't even start rolling. Tracking down Nick Honoshevsky, I've known the gentleman for going on, could it be three decades? Mary Mother of God. Caught him in the Florida Keys right now. We're going to talk some fishing, some programming, and what it takes to make it to the big time. The man went through the paces, paid his dues, had a show before. That was a pretty cool show. Hook up with Nick and Marika. Now it is big guns for Nick Konashevsky. Couldn't be more proud of the guy, because I remember when he started way back when. Hey, Nicky, how you doing, little brother? What's up?
Yo, Pat. My brother. Thanks for the intro. Dang.
Oh, man.
I couldn't have written that better.
Well, I'll tell you, Nick, you do the TV. You're the personnel. You're the good one guy. Did it right. Well, you do. Now, what do you write for now? Probably 75 or 80 publications?
I don't know if there's that many, but I have written for 75 or 80 different. They come and they go, but so yeah, all over the place, man.
Listen, check it out. I'm on an airplane. Get the back seat. You get the travel magazine. Pick it up. Baba Otis Kulor. By Nick Honoshevsky. I thought he was writing about Tog and Stripers. What's up with that? Nicky, how do you make these cars? I know you bang on doors, man. You pay the dues. You've done it. And listen, I want to go into, I hope Nick doesn't take this, not going to take it the wrong way, but from way back when Nick Honoshevsky started with the Fisherman, kicked it out, I was already ensconced in HD Wood Advertising, 403 22nd Street, Plaza 22 in Ocean City.
Oh,
we
man.
Had the Azuri account. We had, we were going balls to the wall, bonkers. And I wanted to get these lures in the hands of, I sent them out here and there. I was a PR guy and then rapping and whatever. And I remember said, I got to get some of these lures into that kid Honoshevsky with the Fisherman. Call the Fisherman office back then. What was it, Nick? Was it in Herbertsville Road? I forget where it was.
Yeah, that was Herbertsville Road in Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
The old place.
And Nick says, I know the area. Well, I'll meet you at whatever little, okay.
Crab's Claw.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, where the place was. And I pull up, and here's, I see, he says, I have a Jeep, you can't miss it. Listen, as I pulled up, now I'm gonna beat up 1994 Mercury Tracer wagon. Hey, I'm from the old school, I like a wagon. I see this yellow Jeep, it was Bumblebee yellow, with no roof, no windows.
Yeah, no windows either.
I don't even think it had a hood, Nicky. I don't even think it had a hood.
No, it blew out. It was
the
6 foot up,
three
man.
Inch guy crazy. Comes popping out. Hey, Pegs! I says, whoa, and here we go. And Nick, we hit it off. I put the lures in your hand. And not only, but you did the right thing, Honoshevsky. You fished them, you caught fish, and you made a few suggestions that I brought back. Because, listen, when you go to the product meetings, they don't want to hear, oh, man, all the guys said the lures were great. They want to know what's wrong, how to improve it. Nicky made two or three points to the Crystal Minnow, to the Mag Darter. To this day, Nick, these many decades later are still in the design. So more power to – listen, you talk about a young gun – this guy was a howitzer. Holy smokes.
Well, back in the day, it's crazy, Tommy, when we first met up and then, going fishing all the time, getting it done, starting out with the Fisherman magazine. But it's funny how you bring back the old yellow Jeep, man, with all cracked windows and all the crazy stuff. But, like, it's, I know we're going to talk about this, but I'm going to mention, like, the whole thing with the Saltwater Underground show that I have, that's the kind of vibe that I want to bring is, like, that real raw attitude. I mean, it's been 20 years since you saw me in that Jeep, and I'm still the same cat. You know what I mean?
So it's
I'm out there fishing. I'm not being you know, people, I've noticed that, like, some feedback is that, like, oh, it's glad that we're, you know, we're not watching, like, a yuppie kind of, like, fishing show anymore. It's like a real, raw fishing show where I bring the viewer into it, you know, and that's the same thing. It's like, it's about the people, you know, the people and the fisheries that are around and the people that are involved in the fishery. And there's so many characters in our industry. You're one of them, number one. And I'm going to get your butt on a show real quick. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
No, man. But, listen to me. You'll lose ratings. You're a top rating right now. You'll lose. When I show up, you're going to have to call the Mammal Stranding Center for sponsorship, dude. Well, Nick, let's get into it. Back then, now listen, I want to get back into Nick meeting with the Jeep. We had a couple of beers, had a burger or something like that, gave him the lures. And I said, Nicky, where do you want to go? I mean, you're writing, you're selling it, you're doing a million things. You said, Tom P., I'm going to have a TV show. And now, listeners, I'm in one of my hats that I wear with advertising, reviewing tapes, DVDs, whatever, these things coming in. Guys, right. I want sponsorship. Look at the show. I said, Nick, man, these shows are popping up like dandelions, man. They're all over the place. You know, and we had Roland Martin. We had the Bill Dance thing. We had, you know, Captain Rick Murphy, Joe Pogoromo, all these good guys. Right, all these. And I'm thinking, it's a tough niche to carve out, Nicky. And you said, Pags, listen, I'm telling you, I got goosebumps. He says, Pags, I'm going to do it. I don't know when. I don't know when. It's going to take time. And you did say this, Honoshevsky. I'm going to pay my dues. I know that. And damn, Nick, bang. And here you are. Like, what the frick? Like I stepped out of mine. Holy God.
Well, I hope that everyone who listens to your show, like, it resounds with them, that they can, you know, feel like they're watching a TV show that they can relate to, because that's what the niche that I think I'm filling right now is that, you know, and there's nothing against traveling the world fishing. I do it for a living, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But people don't realize, like, the Northeast, New Jersey, New York area, there's so much incredible fishing going on with different species that don't get the highlight all the time. You know, like, we did white perch, we did, you know, party boat fishing, but to highlight these species that people just aren't used to seeing. You know, everyone's used to seeing the glamour species, but there's an underground to it. And that's what I'm bringing forth, is that this whole saltwater underground with the characters and the species and the fish. And sure, we're going to eventually go, you know, fish like the exotic locales too. But the whole point is telling the story behind the story, you know?
Yeah, so sure.
That's what I'm digging, you know?
Well, I'll never forget. I looked up, I said, I'll be a some bitch, man. I'm looking up at a TV. I'm in a tackle shop somewhere picking up a leader or something like that. And there's Nick Konashevsky with this beautiful woman. And it's, what was it? Nick and Marika, you guys were in California. You're catching rooster fish, something like that. I says, the kid made it. Holy smokes. And then all this show, and then it just vanished. And I ran into you at the, what was that? Bass Pro Shops, George Poveromo Saltwater Seminar Series. I said, Nicky, how's it going? Man? So on TV, it was great. He said, well, you know, that ran its course, which is cool. And he said, Pags, I got some good pilots. I'm working hard. And my lovely Dee Marie says, man, that guy has fucking wings on his ankles. What the frick is going on with him? And I said, babe, he's like that 23.5 hours a day. And then here it is. I saw the thing at the Atlantic City Boat Show. Was it last year? Year before?
Yeah.
The launch of the Saltwater Underground on YouTube. But as I always said, acknowledge this yourself. Was that YouTube where you said, unless you're, again, and I've said this, everybody's a hero on YouTube, I guess. But unless you get to the terrestrial TV, you know, that separates it all. Nick, the road, listen, we're up against a hard break in about a minute and a half, Nick, that I want to get to. The road getting there, Nick, give us a preface before you hit a break.
So, you know me, man, I've started the Fisherman Magazine, and then I became full-time freelance after that, writing with John Gaza and on Asbury Park Press with Ryan Pinker. And then when On the Water came on the scene, I started writing for them. Then I was the managing editor down at Saltwater Sportsman for 2 years. And then write for Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, all the fishing mags, the hunting mags, outdoor mags. And like you said, you know, putting together a television show that's my own now. So it's not owned by World Fishing Network or Sportsman's Channel anymore. I own it. So it's cool that I have the freedom and the creativity to be able to do what I want with it. And that's what I want to bring back to everyone. So that's where I'm staying at right now, is where I'm at right now. It's got my TV show, Saltwater Underground, with Nick Konashevsky on the Sportsman's Channel. and still writing and doing that. I'm in the Keys right now, man, writing at Chica Labs.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm listen, still on the clock right now.
Hey, Hanuszewski, listen to me. People don't believe me. Tom P, that shark on Bud and Mary's, I caught that in my dreams. Hey, we're up against a heartbreak. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Coming back with Nikki Hondo, Hanuszewski from the Sportsman Channel. Saltwater Underground with Nick Hanuszewski. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's number one talk station.
News. I'm Jill Nato. The second impeachment trial of former President Trump starts again soon. On Friday, his defense attorney, Michael Vanderveen, said there was no way the former president incited last month's Capitol Hill riot.
He advocated for peaceful, patriotic protests.
One of the House impeachment managers, Democratic delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Stacey Plaskett, summed up her case.
President Trump engaged in a course of conduct that incited an armed attack on the Capitol.
Senators may wrap it up with a vote by afternoon. Maryland's set to be the first state in the nation to tax internet ads on major sites like Facebook and Google. Lawmakers overrode a veto from the governor to push that measure through. It's expected to raise about $250 million a year. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Cloudy overnight, low 25. Cold Saturday. There will be some snow in the afternoon that could leave behind up to an inch. Untreated surfaces will be slick, high 33. Snow will change to sleet and freezing rain Saturday night, low 32. A bit of rain early Sunday, otherwise cloudy and cold, high 38. Some rain is also likely on President's Day. I'm AccuWeather's Kara Bobinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 13th and 14th. Again, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's one of my creepy voices for some voiceovers I do. We're on the phone with Nick Hanuszewski, Hondo Hanuszewski, as his cousin, I believe, who's a retired conservation officer out of the Sicklerville office. He does a mean-ass barbecue, if I will say so myself. We're speaking with Nick on his outstanding show on the Sportsman Channel, Saltwater Underground, with Nick Hanuszewski. The young man paid his dues, clawed his way up through the ranks, did it all, did whatever it took. He is in the I would call it the big time. Now, I had a show again, hook him up with Nick and Marika. That was more like a travel-oriented, which was cool, but fishing involved. I remember one show, the girl was beautiful. She was chundering like a Viking on the boat, man, the night bluefish trip. I thought I hurled after a case of beer and a pepperoni anchovy pizza. I mean, this girl was, I was proud of her. And Nick and the guys, hey, how you doing? And they're putting these 10 and 15 pound bluefish over the rails. Hey, Nick, remember that show? I thought that was cool, man.
that was the first time we did that. Like, we did a show together. That was really funny, man. Yeah. That was wild stuff. But you got to introduce the new people in Jersey fishing, whether it's 6 8 foot seas or not. You know, you got to go out there and you got to go hammer it down. You know, you can't always fish when it's pleasant out, you know.
Right. Well, Nick, you're the program now, the show, is concentrating right now in the Northeast and the incredible fisheries here. But again, it's not just me and Billy Joe Bob or me and Eddie, whatever, in a boat catching fish. Oh, yeah, they bit the crab. Oh, yeah, peel this off. Oh, yeah, you have the personalities involved. Reminds me of an incredible book. I don't know if the guy's still alive. Randy Wayne Wright wrote a book, Bat Fishing in the Rainforest, back in early 90s, my really halcyon travel days, right, man. I was all over the Argentina. I was all over the place. Dick Wood says, where are you going to be next week? Oh, as long as my assignments were done, Nick, he said, get out of here. Get out of here. Go. Leave me alone. But he incorporated the personalities that he was a guide on the Gulf Coast of Florida for tarpon. And he went to the whole thing about getting the bait and whatever, incorporating the personalities into the book. You're incorporating personalities into a TV show, Nikki, which brings it to freaking life that people can relate to. I'm surprised no one's done it before. At least to the degree that you're doing it.
And you know, up here, like in the Northeast, like in our area, like how many crazy cats are that are, you know, just so eclectic in their personalities and their spirits and their culture. You know, it's like, What I'm getting at is, like, for instance, we had Dave Scholl of the Seek and Base Sports and on my last episode with White Perch, and then Clammond with Brian Donahue of NJ12 News. And
Time out! You did a Clammy show that's coming up?
Yeah, it just happened. It was White Perch and Clammond. It was a double decker, man. It was
okay. I was out of state. I was doing some ice fishing, actually, the North Jersey. Oh man, I like my clams at Eggenod. Come on, Nick. I got it. Oh man, go ahead. I'm sorry. You know me. I can't shut up. Go ahead.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the characters that we have. You know, we tell the story through and it's raw. It's raw. It's real. And you know, like that's why I named it Saltwater Underground. You know, it's like I want people to realize that there's an underground of people out there with personalities and culture that doesn't get shown. You know, and like everyone that like makes these big shows with like, and they're great shows, you know, like on Nat Geo or whatever, like
with sure, yeah.
You know, all those shows that show like that, but that's scripted after a while, you know, after the first or second season. This just keeps on going because I'm bringing different personalities in that are different and new every time. Like, I'm not the star of the show, even though my name's on it, obviously.
This is,
but
this,
I bring
listeners,
everybody else is the star
this
of the show, you know?
Is why it is so different and so refreshing and invigorating. Again, like I said, great shows. George Povroma, Tutorial with Saltwater, you know.
Oh, yeah, George is the best.
Rick Murphy, whatever. Yep. But, Nick, again, you've done it, but still people can learn about the fisheries and how to catch the fish in and around the personalities. Now, here in the Northeast, there's more psycho people than Black China has hair on her head. You know what I'm saying? And I have to ask you this. How do you pick them out? How do you decide this one's going to be good? And because they all fish. Shout out to Crazy Alberto Knee on that one.
I've been fishing for my entire, I'm 46 years old now, right?
You're 46?
I've been fishing my entire life. I've seen so many people through my travels. I have like millennia of shows with people that I can film with because that are characters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, there's never a lack of characters when it comes to the fishing industry, you know, and to be able to like present them on a platform. But I want to rewind for a second because I also want to say that, you know, the show is not just all about like, you know, all, you know, character stuff. Like, we're going to show you how to fish for certain fisheries.
Exactly,
like
right.
Fishery.
Yeah.
And like, there's going to be, you know, I'm a journalist, so by nature and by trade. So it's like, we're weaving in a story with the characters and how you present yourself through the tips, the techniques, the tactics, you know, like what time of year we're fishing, the water temperature and stuff.
Right.
So it's not just like an entertainment show. It's an informative,
right,
educational show as well. And that's the greatest thing. And all the feedback I've gotten on, you know, social media channels, everybody's digging it and everybody's saying the same thing, that they love to see a refreshing, real show that they don't feel like
exactly
they're talked down to, or, you know, and that's what I think. That's what I want to bring to everyone, you know? So that's where it's at. And I always welcome any comments from anybody. It's like, obviously on Instagram at Nick Konashevsky and then saltwaterunderground.com.
Mm-hmm.
But like, anybody who wants any feedback whatsoever to tell me how to improve the show, tell me what you want to see. You know, because this show is for everybody. It's not
right
for me. It's for everybody. That's what I want to give back to. The people that have the unsung voice to, like, showcase a fun, you know, a fun fishery.
Yep.
Like, for instance, they gave me, Sports Channel gave me 1 month to film 4 episodes to start in Jersey in December and January. Now, what are you going to do with that, right? So it's not like we're in, like, the tuna fishing or fruit fishing or strike bass. So we did a strike bass episode, the surfing in the boat. Then we did a blackfish episode, then we did a white perch and clamming, and the final one, which airs tomorrow, well, it airs on this Friday and Sundays, the next 2 weeks, is going to be a party boat fishing on Dauntless, where we catch
crazy
beasties.
You're on
in the middle of the winter.
Captain Will Yeager in the third!
Yeah, Butchie Boy, man, yeah.
Wait a second, people. Let me say, Konashevsky, and shout out to Chris Lito and these guys. They would do what did you psychos call it? The ding-a-ling trophy? The ling ding-a-ling trophy?
Yeah, we crushed it.
And they would have like a champion, they would have a championship belt.
No,
like that.
Not even the belt tags. The belt was made out of legitimate gold and silver. Some guy crafted it. My buddy Sean Riley has the belt right now. He's the last king of the ring. And it's crafted out of silver and gold. It's a $500 belt that has a ring on it, and anyone who attaches the biggest ring earns the right to the King of the Ring belt. It says King of the Ling with a ling in the middle of it. And it's like, you know, back when the ling fishing was crazy in the winter, it would always end up on Martin Luther King weekend when everyone had off to go fishing. So we would call it the Martin Luther King Ling Fling, you know. it was awesome, you know. And like, you win the belt, and sometimes we're not chasing like sailfish or black marlin off Australia. Sometimes we're catching ling. You know what I mean?
Nick, that's what people can relate to. Speaking of Nick Honoshefsky, Sportsman Channel, Saltwater Underground with Nick Honoshefsky. He is down in the Florida Keys, and I think he's down. He said he's at some restaurant. I think he's down some little remote road. That's why he's fading in and out. I'm sure he's catching snappers or something somewhere. But Nick, back to the show. More important, like I said, personalities, but technique and how to. When do you, in your production, when you're writing the show, when do you decide, okay, it's going to be X minutes of this, X minutes of that, back to the X minutes of your rhythm? How do you do it? What do you decide is going to be, for example, 13 minutes of people stuff and 9 minutes of fishing or vice versa? What do you do?
Let me cut you off right there. Do you really think I have a plan when I'm filming these shows?
Raw Honoshefsky, people.
Yeah. I wing it, dude. Every show you see is totally wing, man. It's like, because I'm just, you know, interacting with who I'm fishing with, and we're just fishing and filming it as we fish. But it's like, you know, I gotta fall back on my journalistic background, because I feel like, you know, I've been taught and learned how to tell a story. So it's like, I understand when I'm, you know, rigging up like a high-low rig, I want to explain the rig a little bit, you know? And if we get good video footage of it, it'll make it in. If it doesn't, it doesn't make it in. But generally, I just got the cameras flying. I'm like, focus on this guy right here. Make sure that the captain's always got a camera on him. And when I tap your shoulder, turn it around to me because I got something funny to say or something important to say, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm totally winging it, Pax. That's no joke whatsoever. When you see any of my shows, you know, the Saltwater Underground shows, you'll see that it's just raw, but it's professional. Don't get me wrong. It's not like a YouTube show or something. It is professionally done. We shoot in 6K. You know, that's 2K more than the usual TV shows do. So we have an unbelievable, and I got to give a shout-out to my boy Ryan Smallcheck now in Ocean City at Numbskull Surf, because he's my production guy and my production company that I hire to work with me. But he's so good, you know, and, like, we work well together. We know how to work with the people, but that's what I'm saying. There is no plan, Pags. You know what I mean? except for storyboarding it out, where I'm going to go and what I'm going to fish for. Like, it's just all in my head, and I just kind of react as the camera's rolling. That's how it should be.
Love the guy, love the show, but you have to love the candor. I mean, he's balls to the wall, man. Nicky, don't you tell it like it is. Okay, Nicky, we're up against a hard break. Let's wrap it up. Where do you go from here? Where do you see this going?
Well, right now, I can't wait for season two. We got ICAST, which is the biggest marine, sports fishing industry trade show in the.
It's going to be in Orlando again, right? I know it's scheduled, hopefully I'll see you there. Y'all going to be down there running around like a madman.
We're hoping that's going to happen again. And the deal is to pick up my sponsor, who I want to give a shout out to right now too, is Shimano, Grunden, Savage Gear, and Bubble Blade, and Grumpy's Tackle. All sponsored the first season. And,
Grumpy's up there in Seaside?
Yeah, if you watch episode one, The Pursuit of Striped Bass, I got Frankie Z on camera. He's telling it like he tells it. I get the characters, brother.
You got it, Nick.
Season two is coming up, you know?
Uh-huh.
And as I mentioned before, like, if anyone's actually interested, if your readership, you know, to reaching out, go to saltwaterunderground.com or at Nick Honoshefsky on Instagram, you know, and they can give me tips or maybe we'll get you on there. I got so many ideas. I almost want to, like, do, you know, like a crowdfunding thing where it's like, unless people come in, they want to, like auction off to be, like, a guest on the show or something like that. I'll be like, yeah, let's do it, you know, whoever, like, and just, like, some random guy. We might get, or a girl, we might get along, we might not. We're obviously going to get along, but it'd be pretty funny just to bring some random people who just want to be on the show, you know. It'd be awesome. That's what I'm talking about, you know.
Okay, Nick. So, Nicky, when does the show air? Give it up, give it up, give it up. We have 45 seconds. Go.
All right. So it's on Sportsman's Channel. The only provider that doesn't handle it is Verizon, but Optimum, DirecTV, Dish, they all have it. Just saying to the microphone, Sportsman Channel or Saltwater Underground with Nick Konashevsky. And it airs every Friday, 10:30 a.m., and every Sunday, 4:30 p.m. and a.m. But the best thing to do is set your DVR, and so it'll always be there, and you can watch it on demand whenever you want. And also go to saltwaterunderground.com, join up with the mailing list. I'm going to be giving freebies away to a bunch of people who join the mailing list, and go to Instagram, at Nick Konashevsky. It's pretty simple, you know?
Excellent. Hold on a second. Yo. Oh, Nick, someone wants to know if your lovely wife is going to be anointed a saint for putting up with you. Honest to God, it just came over, man.
Can I wrap? Is this on air, I hope?
Yeah, we're on the air, brother. Go.
Let me tell you what. I'm thankful that you brought that up, because we have so little time to put it in. I want to thank my wife, Emily, number one. She doesn't put up with me. She loves fishing. She loves going out. She loves getting it done. So,
all right.
She loves coming out. But I am very thankful that she knows that I fish a ton.
Okay, listen. Then I'm gonna close in this, and I'm gonna hit the little red button. Not gonna give Konashevsky a chance to respond. But let it be known, Nick Konashevsky also fishes for trout, and he also ice fishes. So he's not just the saltwater man. Come on, Nicky, come out of the closet.
Man, all fishing. All love, man. Freshwater, saltwater, ice fishing, anything, man. All fishing. I got episodes planned for ice fishing and freshwater, too.
Furnace Lake, muskies, you and Lido. That's going to go off the charts.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see, Nicky. Best to Emily, your dad, and family. Travel safe, brother. Thanks for coming on Rack and Fin. Listen, the man got it done all those years ago in a Jeep that only had, I think it had a frame, just tires. And there he was, and here he is. Nicky, take care, brother.
Love you,
Pat. See you, man. Take care. Up against a heartbreak, Nick Konashevsky. Check it out. I'm a Sportsman's Channel. It's a Saltwater Underground with Nick Konashevsky. Great show. Good guy, man. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy. Just watch the weather. Watch the weather. Still plenty of hunting opportunities available. And we have, again, this is the 16th. Next Tuesday kicks in the snow goose / light goose conservation order. That's going to be some great hunting involved. There are so many snows down there by Woodstown. Sam, oh, my God, they are just everywhere. But a lot of work. Get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless the troops. God bless our first responders. Hey, check out Nicky Konashevsky. So Saltwater Underground, man. Very entertaining, very educational. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM.